That's you?
Yeah, right? I don't even know if I like that look.
What? Why are you all gaunt?
I wasn't drinking. I'm never going to quit drinking. I don't even look good.
100%. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Are you ready for the best episode we're ever going to do?
Okay, best episode ever.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we might want to announce tour dates because people are going to be losing their fucking minds in a second.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in Cleveland at the Rocket Mortgage Center.
Okay.
I'm in Cleveland. I got Abilene, Texas. Go to burpurpurt.com for tour dates.
Okay.
Let's get into some sex toys.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a penis pump you got right there.
Dude, I want to see what happens.
It's a little wet.
You used it?
I tried. Now, here we go. We at one point had
Christy Mack.
Yeah, I know. She looks totally different than that. But take a look at it. It's really... Let's take our time with these.
Okay.
This is... We'll put this way so people can see what that does. I bought us matching butt plugs.
Cool.
Okay.
You try that yet?
No. With remote controls.
Nice.
So we can switch remote controls. We've got a... A blowjob machine? That's someone's face.
That is a face.
He's looking at you going, oh, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Oh, please. Please don't. That's a tiny little mouth, too.
That is really nice.
Yeah. I got lube, and then this is the next level. Wait here. Let's see.
That's a butt plug, too, right? Let's see. Have you used this yet?
No, I haven't used anything.
Did you try the pig?
I tried the penis pump last night. It works, but I don't think penis pumps are real.
What do you mean?
It's hard to explain.
What's hard to explain?
Well, where do you want to start?
Tell me how it's hard to explain.
Okay, so this is a penis pump.
Okay.
It's the best one they have on the market. It is called the... It's called the... Hydromax 7?
Yeah.
Okay. So the other penis pumps have a hand attachment where you put it on and then you squeeze.
Yeah,
squeeze,
yeah,
squeeze,
yeah,
squeeze,
yeah,
squeeze,
yeah.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
I've never...
I can't get this off.
Give it to me. This vibrates. It's, by the way, this has electroshock in it. They were like, yeah, like a TENS machine?
Uh-huh. TENS.
TENS?
Yeah. Wait, shouldn't I plug dates before we get in all these fucking sex toys?
Yeah. Here, I'll go real quick. Whoa. Oh, wow, that shocked me. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll go first.
Minneapolis, Rockford, Cleveland, Austin, El Paso, Abilene, Phoenix, fucking Phoenix. This has electroshock in it.
It's good for your asshole.
Whoa. Hey, pull up the directions on this thing.
All right, we added shows.
Oh, fuck. Whoa. Tom, hold this in your hand. Hold this in your hand. Fist it real quick.
I did.
No, pull it in your hand.
Okay.
You feel it? Oh!
I don't like that.
That's supposed to go up your asshole.
I don't want that in my asshole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Plug your dates. Hold this in your hand and plug your dates.
No.
Hold in your hand and plug your dates.
I already fucking shock my left arm like twice a day.
Hold it tight.
I don't want.
I don't want to do it.
Tell us where
you're gonna be.
All right, we added shows in L.A., Long Beach, Toronto, D.C., Wichita, Portland, New York, Bakersfield, San Francisco, Sacramento, Fort Wayne, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Indianapolis. They're all at thompsongrow.com. How's that store?
Oh, here, wait. I want to put it. I'm gonna sit on it and see if it hurts. November 17th, I'm in Minneapolis. Whoa!
I'll put that in my ass.
You put this in your ass?
Yeah.
This is dangerous. We got to turn this off somehow.
I've been trying to turn it off.
I think you turned it on harder.
How to?
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a fun one to play with. See, I would rather put this in my ass than this. This comes with a, like you're pulling.
What's
a
been up your ass?
Nothing. Nothing's been up my
no,
ass.
No, no, no. Not of this. I mean in life.
Fingers.
Okay.
Yeah. Just fingers. I thought this looks like you're a fucking Marvel character.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Edward Dildo hands.
Yeah.
These have matching. I gotta find the remote control. Let's go back to the penis pump.
Okay.
Okay.
So you put your dick.
So you put your. It's actually. I gotta tell you, it works pretty good. What you do is you fill this up with water. You take this in the shower with you.
You fill it up with water.
Fill it up with water.
Okay.
You put your dick in it, and then you turn off. So like one is like air can come out there. That's the valve. And then, but you turn it, you close it and fill it up with water. Then you put on your dick and then you open it. And as you pump, water shoots out
mm-hmm.
and it suctions it.
Okay.
But I wasn't hard. So I just was trying it this morning. Or
doesn't it make it harder?
No. It's supposed to, but nothing happened. I just was like... I was just doing it for the, because I've always wanted to try a penis pump.
You've never tried one?
No, I've never tried
one. Yeah, me neither.
And so I was like, I did it, and then I was like, and by the way, this is the medium size. This is, they have one size bigger. I should have gone bigger.
Really?
Yeah, my dick, even not hard, was filling this in.
Filling it up to where?
No, it my dick was going to here, because it was pulling it.
Okay.
But it was filling it. My head's as big as this. And so, but I wasn't hard. I wasn't like hard. If I was hard... It could be problematic.
Your head is as big as this?
Oh, maybe it was working then. Because, yeah.
I mean, look at the...
No. The inside.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
It's smaller on the inside. It's literally like two fingers wide on the inside.
Okay.
So, it actually worked pretty good, but what happens is I pushed it.
Because I played with your dick that one time, and it was like...
So we had the same size dick.
Yeah.
We had the same size dick. You should take this home with you.
You used it already.
It's fucking, I was watering a dick. We swam in pants together. But it does, you hear? So like, that's what happens. The water shoots out and then it suctions again and it kind of pulls your dick.
You know what this reminds me, that points out to me?
What?
Sometimes... The old school thing is better than the new age shit. I bet you the old school penis pump where you just like squeeze something is probably better, more effective than that.
I bet it is too. And what's crazy is, you know, we went to a sex store yesterday
mm-hmm.
and we were like, we walked in and, you know, obviously I was drunk and because I got drunk here and we walked in and they recognized me mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, yeah, I want everything. And they're like, what? I said, I need matching vibrating butt plugs with remote controls. But I said, but starters. And the guy goes, so how into anal play are you? And I was like, I'm not. And he was like, well, then, and then he goes, wait, I know who you are. And I was like, oh, fuck, I had my mask on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait, I loved the cabin. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And he's like, oh, come on, I'll show you what you need to do. And I was like, I'm doing this for a bit. With my buddy Tom Scorn. He goes, you and Tom are doing, oh, let me show you what you and Tom should get. And so he brought us up, and I was like, and in my head, I'm like, you know, Tom just moved to this area. I'm really like opening up, getting his name out there.
Thank you.
So then he goes over and he shows me these, and he was like, hey, they're like, hey, Bill, you need to take a call.
And he's like, I'm going to have Brenda come help you. And the young, then she's young. She's like 22. Mm-hmm. She's like, so she's very matter of fact. I was like, well, what other sex toys? Because we were just going to do this for a bit, get matching butt plugs, put them in, and vibrate for each other, like have a remote controls. She was like, okay. And I was like, what else can I get? She's like, oh, grab this one. It's got the electro shocks. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, how about this one? And she keeps showing me dildos. And I'm like, I don't. And she's like, well, you're really into your asshole, right? And I was like, no. I was like, maybe I'm not being clear. I was like, just give me whatever you want. She's like, this is the best penis pump. This thing is a fucking, that's the thing I would like to try out.
You can.
Not really.
Why?
I don't know. Kind of creeps me out. I'm not comfortable putting my dick in a machine.
Just try it.
No.
But just try it.
I don't know if it, I think it's got to be plugged in.
Go in the bathroom.
No, I'm not going to try it. I have to get hard, and I don't know if I can get hard.
Take your phone with you, watch some videos, and then...
I don't know if that's going to work that way.
Really?
Hey, do we have a plug over here, Nadav?
You're going to do it here?
Yeah, right under the table.
Well, you just said you had a difficult time.
I know, but I think I can do it with you at the table. You hold it on one side of the table. Okay. I'll lean in and put my dick in it.
All right.
It's got to be honest with you. I think we fucked it up last night because we were playing with it and we were drinking and we unsleeved it and we can't get it back in the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Has this been pulled out?
Yeah, we pulled it out to see what it was.
It's really soft.
Really soft. Oh, let's get into Christy Max.
I feel like it's right after you come where you're like, what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? Like,
have you ever fucked one of these?
No.
You never fucked a fleshlight?
Never.
Oh, let me tell you a story. So I'm in Miami, right? This has got to be like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm in Miami, and I just done Rogan, and he was like, let me get you a fleshlight.
All right. That's like his first sponsor. It was so funny.
And they're based out of Austin.
It's like the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
And his first sponsor was just like pussy sleeves.
Yeah. Pussy sleeves. And everyone's like, don't do it, Joe. And he was like, but then you'd go to his house and he'd have a closet full of them. And he'd be like, you want one? And you're like, one. I want two. I want, give me. And you're like, I'd never heard of him. So I go to his house to do his podcast. He's like, you should grab one. And then Red Band was like, oh, we're out, Joe. And he was like, oh, darn it. He's like, you should try it, man. It's a lot like fucking a person. I was like, really? And in my head, I'm like, I would love to step up my game for my hand. And I had fucked. You ever fucked a Fifi? Is that the name of it? Can you type in Fifi?
Have you fucked this yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't fucked anything here.
Okay. Jesus.
I wonder if that's her real vagina.
I'm sure it is.
You think?
I mean, it's probably a mold that they did. Yeah.
No, yeah. You know so, really yeah, yeah, yeah. So Fifi was like I remember the first time I heard about this was like, I was reading some article in Esquire and they were talking about what men in prison do to jerk off.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what you do is you take a towel, you put a fucking rubber glove in it, and you fuck it. And I was like, I remember going like, what? I couldn't wrap my head around it. And then, this is before the internet, I want to say. I might have been in college, and I was like, I'm going to try it. I remember that I tried it, what they said, but kind of. I didn't know where you're going to get a fucking rubber glove from, but I kind of tried it, and I remember doing it and going like, whoa, that's totally different.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun. And then it never lived up. I tried it again, never lived up to it. I could never get to that first time, right?
Yeah.
And so when he told me about fleshlights, I was like, okay, this I got to try, right?
Yeah.
This I got to try. So I'm in Miami, and I'm taking a walk to go get lunch, you know, where you get lunch in Miami by the club. And there's a sex store, and I over by the Sunglass Hut, if you walk down that street towards Little Haiti, there's a sex store. So I walked by and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna see if they have fleshlights. So I walk in, but I can't walk in too like, you know, like, hey, do you have a fleshlight? I want to be like, I'm nervous.
Is this thing? Yeah.
So I walk around and I'm exactly. Yeah. I'm walking around, I'm looking, and I'm like, I don't fucking see it. Like, I don't see fleshlight, I don't see anything. It's just dildos, butt plugs, anal beads. And I'm like, none of this is my speed. And then I'm like, hey, man, do you have a thing? My buddy Joe Rogan was telling me about this. Yeah, name dropped in a sex store. But was telling me about this thing. It's like called a flashlight? Flashlight? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, it's like a thing where you can like, I don't know. He was telling me about it and I'm still like, you like, I think you have sex with it or something? And he was like, yeah, we don't got that. And I was like, okay, you don't have any of those? And he goes, I mean, we got fucking a can. And I was like, what is it? And he shows me, and it's just a huge Sapporo bottle, like a big Sapporo. And I go, what's that? And he goes, you can fuck that. And I was like, I'll take it. And so I grab this thing. I don't even eat lunch anymore, Tom. Yeah. I'm like running back to the hotel to fuck it. I'm like, I'm not hungry. I wish that could be a diet. I'm not hungry. He's like, I remember we were checking out, and he was like, you're going to need lube? Yeah, fuck it, I want lube. What do you think? I take it back to the room. I open it. I open it, and it is a mouth. And I remember seeing it and being like it just looks like he's, like, it looks like a dude's mouth, kind of.
Yeah.
And he's like, duh. And as I open it, I just see the mouth go, don't do it, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. He's like, please. Please don't do it. Please. Oh, come on, man. Just let me sit here.
Just fucking don't put your dick in me, please.
Don't put my dick in your mouth. Come on, man. I don't have any arms. I don't have a soul. I'm just a mouth, man. Yeah. Just don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Don't. Yeah. And I'm just fucking it. And he's like. Yeah. And then you blow a load in it. And it is the most shameful load you've ever blown in your life. You're like, I literally was like, as soon as I came, I was like, okay. I was like, that felt pretty good. But I was like, ugh.
Right, as soon as you're done, right?
I was like, I want it, and it was like $50. I was like, I just want to throw it away. Yeah. Like, I don't even, like, now I got to go clean it.
Ugh.
I got to go fucking take my time to clean it. I don't know how to clean it. And
did you toss it?
No. Oh, I fucked it all weekend. Couldn't bring it home with me. Yeah. If Leanne caught me fucking a beer bottle, she'd be like, your drinking's gotten out of control. Bert, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I can't. It does not work when I drink anymore.
Oh shit, man.
So but this
can
one
can I tell you this though?
What's
so
that?
Like the when once I don't know if this happened to you the same way. Once you meet these people, adult performers.
Oh, you've met Christy Mack.
Yeah, she did the live show thing with us. Yeah. Right? So she did my thing. And then she came to my show in Atlantic City.
She lived in Atlantic City?
No. But she went to that show. And like now I'm like, she's a nice lady. Like I don't wanna
Well, I guess I'll never meet her.
Here you go. You do this.
I
can't violate.
I wonder if she makes
Christy
money
Mack.
Off this. Do you think she makes money off
of
this?
Of course.
How much? I wish we could get Christy Mack on the phone.
What are you going to fuck the box? What are you doing?
I was just trying to make it look nice and neat. I was just trying to clean it up a little bit. Fucking, oh, shit. Fuck.
Okay.
She looks.
She's
totally
super
different.
Hot.
She
She's
looks
beautiful.
Totally different right now.
She's beautiful, but I can't. What? What?
All the there, so like there's a you ready for this? There's a sleeve warmer, so you can get it to body temperature.
Good idea, guys.
A sleeve warmer. There's a shower mount.
Oh, so you can fuck the shower, fuck it against the wall in the shower.
By the way, this would be great to use in the shower.
Yeah,
so, as opposed to. It's kind of weird, you know. It is kind of odd. Now that you say that, it's odd that we can just open it up and look at her vagina.
Yeah, but it's more odd if you've met the person.
Okay, I haven't met her.
Right.
I've DM'd with her before, I think.
Yeah, there you
maybe.
Go. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought that was, I was like, she has a birthmark that says Christy Mack.
Yeah.
Hey, will you pull up Christy Mack's vagina on the thing? I want to see if this is actually, can you do that?
Sure.
I mean, it's on television, right?
Yeah,
on
you YouTube. You can see it.
I mean, this is it, right? Do they do like a legit... I wonder if we can get pulled down for showing a vagina. Let me see it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, my God, that is it.
Yeah.
Can you enlarge that? That is totally it.
Yeah, they did a mold. They did a mold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is, look, scroll up. Tom. That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
I think it's good. Put your finger in there.
Oh, I like Christy.
I know I like her too, but put your finger in there. I think there's a tampon in there.
Christy, I'm sorry. Man, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. There's something inside it. It's a treasure. What if it's a map? This is how an adventure starts.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. What is this?
That's to take all your cum, I think.
No.
That's not a cum receptacle?
No, I don't know what it is.
I don't think you're supposed to take it out.
You're not going to fuck it with that in.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, does that feel better now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels really good. I wonder how much money she makes off these.
I don't know.
It'd be cool to know, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Would you make one for your dick and sell it to your fans?
I don't think so.
Huh?
Really?
I would.
You can.
You know, I actually thought about.
Why don't you? I feel like it's really on brand for you.
To give my dick to people?
Yeah.
Would you give them your real dick, or you just build it up a little bit? You're like, guys, girth it up.
Yeah.
Take this thing and go, all right, here we go.
They'd be like, all right, so here it is. And I'd be like, okay, we're going to go back to the drawing board and add some length and girth and veins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What does she have in her hand?
What is it?
I don't know. What's that in her hand in this?
What the fuck is that?
Is it yogurt?
Oh, no. It's that.
Oh, it's this.
Yeah, it's just,
oh,
she's just holding it like.
Oh, she's this. Like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to know the deal points on these. Hey, Nadav, see if you can find out how much. Yeah, because it's a merch item. There's a yeah. whole wall
well, for
of
sure,
all the porn stars.
You get paid. For sure, they're getting like a.
It's crazy because let me take a look. They're like, which one do you want? And I look and I'm like, well, I'm a fan of fan of a couple porn stars. And then I saw it. And I went, oh, Christy Mack. And I was like, oh, see what the best selling. Hold on. I would love to write a review. I would love to read a review of Christy Mack's.
Oh.
Yeah, let's read a review. Okay. There's a review. Holy shit. Fleshlight review. Oh, yeah. My God. This guy really does what he loves.
Yeah, this guy.
Okay.
This is one of the most amazing Fleshlight toys on the market. Has the Christy Mack Fleshlight has all that a man fantasizes about when wanting sex is ideal for both a circumcised and uncircumcised men. The opening of the pussy looks big, but has a very tight opening. A man will get into the first chamber. There's a bit small cover with two rings of bumps. Afterward, there is a main chamber that follows. The chamber is the heart of all pleasure. It has a varied number of bumps and shape different. Okay.
I feel like a gynecologist right now.
Yeah. There's also a booty sleeve. Why didn't you get the booty sleeve?
And then put them back together, just go back and forth?
Yeah.
There's a booty sleeve?
Does this person... I mean, the person clearly loved it. They're saying it's fantastic. They're saying it's a wonderful combination.
The first class ass pack?
Yeah.
The V-stroker?
I bet the way this works is that whoever the person is just gets a percentage of each one. Like, you know what I mean? Sold.
Really?
Sure.
How much did this cost?
You bought it.
I spent $1,000 on sex toys yesterday. This is $100.
Really?
$100.
You spent a grand?
I was like, it's worth it for a podcast. And then to pretend that we're going to leave them here, but then throw them in my bag. I really wish this thing works.
Are you going to take the Fleshlight and fuck it?
No, probably not. I don't enjoy Fleshlights anymore. I've used them.
You used it on that Miami weekend.
I used it on the Miami weekend. And towards the end of the weekend, you're like, I had a hard time having an orgasm. I was like, I'll just jerk off.
How many times did you use it?
I don't know, maybe like four times. Like I used it and then cleaned it and then put it in the fucking, put it to dry. And then fucking the maid came in and I was like, she must have been horrified. She walked in. She's like, what the fuck is that? And I bet she didn't even know what it is. Because when you pull this out, it looks weird.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if we can cut this off and I can talk through this thing.
Probably can.
Just, hello. I wish we could plug this in. I wish you could show that. I want to see what the inside workings of this is.
And you won't use that one?
Mm-mm. No. There's a shame. And I wonder if it's because I grew up with like a puritanical belief in drugs and alcohol and sex.
Yeah.
Is there's a little bit of shame that happens.
Yeah.
It's like, If I was, like right now, I'm talking like right now, I would never do it.
Yeah.
But I would not never do it, but I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if I was horny enough and on the road, I'd probably definitely do it.
Yeah, if you're horny enough, you'll.
Dude, when you ever get like so horny, you're almost like your eyes roll back in your head.
Sure.
You're like, and it's the worst is when you want to have sex with your wife and you're in that mode and they're like, I just don't want to. And,
Oh, yeah. Not now. You're like, oh, God. Throw you off a balcony.
Ooh, we could put a butt plug inside this.
Yeah, you could. Are you going to put that? How far up your ass will you put that?
I would put it all the way up my ass. I don't think that's fitting. You think you could fit that in your asshole?
I think that'd be a tough fit.
A very tough fit.
I mean,
fit.
For like an amateur.
I've just had girls' fingers in my ass.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
And they're tiny little fingers.
Yeah, they're not like that.
Leanne's never fingered. Well, maybe she had once.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she was into it. I used to do a joke about it. This is my impression of me asking my wife to put her finger in my ass during a blowjob.
Okay.
Hey, put your finger in my ass. What? Nothing. Okay. Never mind.
She won't do it?
No.
Let's test. Not now she wouldn't.
No.
Not after being around your ass.
Okay, this is on.
Where's the other one?
Here. You hold one. Okay. I'll hold one.
Where's the other remote?
Here. This is on.
It is on?
Yep. All right, so let's see. Who's got whose butt plug?
Hmm. I'm turning it up and not feeling anything.
I'm not feeling anything either. I wonder if you got to turn this on.
Oh. Oh, I got. Oh, yeah. No, it's on.
Wait,
okay, I got the right remote now. Is it on?
Oh, mine's on.
Okay,
mine's
Jesus
on. Jesus Christ! I think I almost tore my tendons again.
This is a great toy.
Yeah, this is.
This is great, but it's so fucking big, man.
I think it's for. I think we just bring it to our chicks.
Put it in their asses.
We should give it to them together. Leanne, Push, look, we got you guys, and they're matching. So you guys are up.
This is quite the handle, too.
Is yours on?
Yeah.
How do you get yours to?
Yeah, just give it a second. Yeah. See, what I'm willing to do right now is just put this, like, near my ass.
This feels really good.
Yeah.
Do you have my remote or your remote?
I got my remote.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to a 20.
Wait a minute. Do I have your remote?
You have my remote. Crank it up.
Is it off right now?
No, it's going.
No, but this is still.
This thing's fucking great. Oh, you got my remote. You got my remote. Yeah, you got my remote. Okay. Wait, sit on yours. Mine's going fucking crazy. Mine's going crazy.
Let me
Here, switch remotes.
Okay, hold on. No, wait a minute now. Hold on. No, this is still.
By the way, we should have never mixed up remotes and dildos. Okay, you got mine.
I do?
No, here.
I don't.
Here, is yours vibrating? Mine's doing crazy shit.
Really?
This vibrates a lot. Can't believe this is inside you.
It's so big, dude.
And then I love that they gave you something to pull it out with. Like, come on, let's get this bad boy. I met the first generation. They were like, you should put a handle on the end. The guy's like, why? It'll get in the way. And the guy's like, all right, can someone help me get this out of my ass?
Yeah, of course. And this is a handle. This is like to open a fucking safe or something. Like, this is a really...
Like opening a bottle of wine. Whoop. I mean, I got to be dead honest with you, Tom. Dead serious.
Okay, now I got to pee. Let me pee and then let's do it.
Okay.
And I'll put this up my ass when I'm peeing.
Hey, for real, here's lube. Try it. See if you can put it up your ass.
All right.
I'm just going to sit on mine while you're gone. I should do ads like this. This episode is brought to you by Hims. If you haven't heard me talking about hair loss and you're not listening. This thing's not that bad. If I could get it in my asshole. I want you to hear it. Can you hear it?
Yes.
I want to, I mean, I like, I feel like a kid in a candy shop. Isn't it weird that I almost feel like I should ask permission to use her sex toy? What we should do is we should DM Christy Mack and ask her permission. Ask her to, if we can consent to play with her fleshlight.
I think she's okay with it.
Yeah, I guess she sells it.
Yeah, I don't think everyone that buys one
feel like
asks her permission.
This thing's fucking vibrating like crazy. Here, I'll put it like this. How's that? Is that better?
So do you think you're going to start bringing some of this stuff on the road with you?
No. I'm taking it all on the road with me. I would be very honest. I could see myself trying to get this up my ass. But I can't imagine it's getting more than what is happening right now. Like, I can't imagine. I think it would be invasive.
I think that's the point of the design. I mean, if it feels good being vibrated from the outside, imagine from the inside.
I wonder what the battery life on this thing is. Did you get it in? Did you get it in? Are you serious? Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, hold on. I don't know how I'm going to sit.
Oh, wait, I want to put mine in.
Put it in. Here. Oh.
Are you serious? All right, I'm going to go put mine in.
We're going to jerk off in here.
Tom, how was it? Was it difficult getting it in there?
Huh?
Was it difficult getting it in there?
A little bit. I can't believe this is level one. God, it's so weird that there's no chicks here. Like, can't we just look at one? Fucking bring up some.
How are you sitting down? Is it making it go further with you sitting?
No, I laid it on its side.
So the shaft is just along your ass?
Yeah. This actually feels really good.
There is no way you got this in your ass. No way you got this in your ass. There is no, this is impossible to put up your ass. There is no way you got
it's
this
just,
up your ass.
It's just sitting right now, vibrating.
You're fucking so pushy.
No, it's laying flat in like along my ass. You know what I mean? It's not up my ass. And by the way, it feels really good.
It feels fucking awesome just to have it by your asshole.
Yeah.
I literally was like, all right, I'm gonna try, and I went, and it was like fucking. It was like Wreck-It Ralph.
you tried to get it in there?
I gave it the old college try, and as soon as I got there, I was like, this isn't going. I think you need another person to put it in.
It probably helps.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, also, I have a hard time wiping my ass. Do you know how hard it is to fucking... Oh my God.
Dude, what?
I just had a realization.
What?
So, if you put this in your ass.
Yeah.
So nice to have the controls right here.
Right.
Where you can see them.
Yeah.
All the controls in this are here.
Oh, that's
you definitely rough. Need someone to do this for you.
Yeah.
They put it in and then they go.
Dude, lay the other one in between your ass cheeks. Just lay it between your ass
cheeks. That's it. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Feels really nice.
Yeah.
This would be nice. Jerking off with this.
Yeah.
But why don't they make a very small one? Oh, I guess
I'm sure they do.
No, I bet it's the thing that makes it vibrate has to be bigger.
What?
The thing that makes it vibrate has to be bigger.
You know what's weird is that mine's off now. Now there's just this thing between my ass cheeks.
Mine's still going. I'm gonna run this battery down. There's no way you can get this in your ass. There's no way. You have to be a legit. You have to. There's no way someone can get this in their ass.
It just feels weird to talk to your friend with this going on. You know.
I'm not bothered by it.
Really?
I think it makes it.
It's pleasurable, but it's still like strange.
I'm not hard.
Me neither.
I think I'm more of like a dick person. You know, like I think I have to. I think my thing has to be about my dick.
Oh,
like I think the rest of my body. Like I've had nipple clamps on before.
Uh-huh.
Like you know, I had them with you, and they were not enjoyable at all. Do you remember how bad those hurt?
Yeah, those were intense.
That was like the dumbest thing in the world. You're like, well, who likes that?
And she was also like, how about the insults? Did you like those?
The what insults?
Insults.
Oh, insults. Yeah, there's. It's crazy that some people are into. I can't believe I'm talking to you with this thing vibrating my asshole. It's funny to me.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Insults? Nope.
Not like, I mean, like, I enjoy racial slurs, but like, when someone's like. But like, when she was just like, I guess she was role playing, but she was just like degrading us.
Yeah.
That does nothing for me, doesn't arouse me.
No, it doesn't. Like, at me at all. I don't find any value in,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. And by the way, I think it's because I disconnect and I go, okay, all right, sure thing. Yeah. And now I'm not me. I have a hard time switching over from this guy right here to Serious Bert where we have sex.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's why I have had so many few partners is that I don't trust people or I'm afraid I can't trust people. So I just never wanted to show them the other side of me. Like whatever one night stands I've had, I remember one girl going like, all right, turn it off. And I was like, okay.
Turn off like your personality.
Yeah, turn it off. Let's do this. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's it. That's, by the way, the same girl I showed my balls to at the comedy club. Remember I was telling you that story?
Oh, yeah.
Same girl.
She was like, knock it off.
Yeah, because she knew me as a comic.
Yeah.
And then I think I was trying to always earn my spot at that club, meaning like feel like I belonged. So I just kept trying to be funny and we drank, we party. Ended up doing coke a couple times.
I keep farting on this thing now.
Oh, my God. How great would that be? I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's an anal lube you can do, you put in before a shit, that would help shits come out. Like, you know how sometimes when you shit, and then it'll almost be like it breaks off a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and you have like a little magic marker tip there, and you keep wiping, keep wiping, keep wiping, keep wiping, keep wiping.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I think there's a piece of shit right there.
Right.
And then you go, I have to take another shit later. I have to wait till this one so I can get the rest of it out. Wonder if there's like if they had a very small amount of lube that you would just insert into your asshole before your shit, and then it would just get all up there and be like, all right, guys, now we're ready to go out.
You know, what you should do when that magic marker thing happens? Stand up, and it'll kind of close some of your asshole a little bit, and then you sit back down, and it'll be like retracted a little bit. You won't wipe it as much.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been just wiping like crazy my whole life.
Just stand up for a second.
I was actually thinking of Ari Shaffir's asshole last night.
Oh, my God.
He needs to go.
Did he do the shirtless thing before you?
No.
Oh.
What? When did he do shirtless?
Like when he would perform shirtless.
I'm sure he took his shirt. No. He called me the day he did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he texted me. He was like, I just want to let you know I performed shirtless tonight. And he was like, it's fucking awesome. It was so exhilarating. And he was like, I totally get why you do it.
There's another guy that I saw do it.
Yeah. People take their shirts off all the time. I can't. This thing's just vibrating in my asshole. Which one do I have? Do I have my remote?
I hope you do.
I definitely do. So if you hold this down.
How high are you going
to
go?
I just realized how to change modes.
Oh, mine went off. I got to take it out of my ass now.
How'd you turn yours off?
Because I had it off for long enough.
I just turned mine off.
Well, yours isn't
off. Mine's still fucking going.
Yeah.
Let me see your thing.
But it's
I think you have my remote.
No.
Okay. No, I have my remote. Whoa. I should have read the directions on this thing.
Oh, there it goes. Did you fart on that?
No.
Oh.
Mine's holding on by a thread. It's like... it's like an old guy coughing. Well, my asshole feels like detached right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the lube out.
You want to try it?
I mean, I feel like we should text Christy Mack and ask permission first.
I do, too.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like it would be rude.
Let's do it. She knows you.
Okay.
Do you have her number?
No. Wait, do
FaceTimer,
I?
FaceTimer.
Hold on.
You definitely have her number.
I might.
Because if she's like, hey, man, I don't make money off that, please don't promote it, then I don't. We're kind of fucked. She has to make money off of it. What if it's like an old fucking manager signed the deal for her? Just FaceTime her.
I'm just on Instagram?
No. You got her number, right?
No, I don't. I'm asking her right now if we can do it.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, she wished me Happy Valentine's Day once.
There you go.
When was this? Look how good I look here. Oh my God, I look like Pete Corielli. I'm so skinny. That's pandemic, Bert.
Where?
It's Valentine's Day. April 24th, 2020.
You look good?
Look at me.
Let's see. That's you?
Yeah, right? I don't even know if I like that look.
What? Why are you all gaunt?
I wasn't drinking. I'm never going to quit drinking. I don't even look good. I look weird, right?
Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Wait, why are you saying Valentine's Day if it's April?
Because it was a Valentine. She wished me Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, man. I look fucking super skinny in this. I hadn't drank. If it's April, I hadn't drank in a month.
You look so weird.
Yeah. I look gross. Fuck. Isn't that crazy that I don't like what I look like? How do I got to do fucking... You know what I got to do?
Drink. You got to drink more.
No.
Oh.
By the way, I'm thinking about drinking for the second episode.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
You have a show tonight?
No. Flying to Tampa, have dinner with my parents.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You should arrive lit.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
What will they say by the way? What are they like when you're fully on? What do your parents say?
They never see it. No one can ever tell when I'm like,
even them, like your own parents.
No one can, but I know I don't, I think when I start getting drunk, I just shut down. Like when I get drunk.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Cause I stopped talking.
Okay. But like, what about halfway there? When you know what I mean? Like when you're like, Hey, like you're a fucking party guy.
Oh, I don't think my dad enjoys it.
He doesn't.
Yeah. My dad's a quiet guy. Like he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand certain things. Like
your mom,
she loves it.
She does love it.
Yeah, she's like me. She, my mom will call us drunk. Like, she'll be like, my sisters will say, it's calling. And my mom will be like, oh, shut the fuck up. So, anyway, I'm got booster shots lined up for you. Because you don't know this, but the guy at Rite Aid, he's a fucking fan. And I talked to him for like half an hour today. And so I think I can get him to hook up some underground Johnson & Johnson's, if you're cool with it. And I'm like, I got you, mom.
Okay.
The best is when we call my mom and... She has been drinking, and she passed out, and she answers the phone, and she's dreaming, and she talks to us. It is fucking hilarious.
Really?
That's my favorite phone call from my mom. When you call her, and your Leanne will go, honey, it's 10:30 there. And I go, they're up, and you're, yeah, raccoons. They're in the house. Your dad's got to get raccoons out of the house. And I'm like, what? Mom? She's like, hold on. Albert, get a helmet and an umbrella.
She's just like.
And she's dreaming, and she's. And she answers the phone, and she's been drinking, and you're like, Mom, are you okay? She's like, hold on 1 second, your aunt is here, and I'm gonna have to get her to take a bath. And you're just like, it's
holy
fucking
shit.
Awesome, it's awesome. I'll call Cotty. Cotty does it the best.
Really?
Yeah, Cotty.
Now, does your dad like have fun with the drinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
with me drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll
party.
Like, tonight he was like, all right, buddy, I'm going to get some bottles of wine,
oh, okay.
Get some steaks, grill up, have some cigars.
Oh, you're going to grill at the house?
Yeah, grilling at his house. I was like, they're double vaccinated and got their booster shots, so I feel comfortable going into the road. And by the way, our fucking, on the road, we've been really good about not being around a lot of people.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day, weren't we? Is that we don't really do a lot of shit. We just hang out on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what you said.
We don't go to bars and stuff, which I think I'm going to change up. I don't know if I'm going to go to bars per se, but like I might do what you do, go to like smoking lounges.
That you'd have fun with that.
Yeah.
And there's because there's booze there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were drinking at the smoking lounge.
You have an interesting way to live your life. I was thinking about you in the shower this morning while I was pumping my dick full of water.
Tell me.
I don't know. Like, I saw some clip of like, why is Bert Kreischer still alive? It was you and Bush. And then I was like, I live just like them. And then I was in the shower and I was like, oh no, I bet Tom really does. Like, you went home last night and went to sleep.
Yeah.
You were really tired yesterday.
I was really tired. I worked out. It's fucking so hard.
I don't understand what's wrong with me is that I was also very tired and I had been drinking since like 9 in the morning. And I went back and I got, or 10 in the morning is when we had our first drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and did a bunch of work. And then I fell asleep for 30 minutes and then woke up and went out to dinner and stayed out until late. Ran into Derek Poston. He's out living out here.
Okay.
Yeah. And so hung out. He came by the room. We had a drink, bullshitted, gossiped. Any word from Christy Mack? I would love to try to feel this thing on the inside.
No, that she didn't write back.
you tried her on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. She probably gets tons of Instagram messages.
Yeah.
What were we talking about right before I switched? Oh, so then I was like.
You think about our lives. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I went out to dinner. We stayed up drinking. We bullshitting. And then when I woke up this morning, I woke up at like 6 in the morning and I was like, And I saw that thing, and I was like, how is Bert still alive? And then I was like, I wonder what Tom did for yesterday. Like, well, I want, like, and
you
then
realize
I
realize that me and her discussing that is also like what like 90% of the population thinks also.
I'm certain a lot of people
wonder that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, it's not meant to be an insult. We're just like, how the fuck is this guy still going?
I was like, well, maybe I should just quit drinking. Like, what if I just quit, don't tell anyone, and just quit, and just, I always just have a soda in my hand, and then everyone's like, he's still fucking wasted, and I'm like, because no one can tell when I'm drunk.
You know how many people message me or write messages, they're like, oh, I could tell you were high on this thing, and I'm like, nah, no, not high.
Oh, people think I'm wasted all the time on stage.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did get wasted the other day on stage, I think I told you this.
Yes, you did.
And I had such a good time, and everyone was like, that was the best show I've ever seen.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if I let them down because I'm not hammered on stage.
You're not letting them down. You're not letting them down.
But you know, my whole thing was always like go out and party after the shows.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that right now. And I feel like people are like, ah, the old Bert's dead.
No, they're not.
Really?
No. No, they're not like that. Get that.
I have such a fucking.
Get that thought out of your head.
I have such a sick perspective on wanting people to like me. Like it really is like almost like not healthy where you go like, or not wanting people to like me. I want people to have a good time. I want people to have a good time.
You do want them to like you too.
Oh yeah. 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 I want them to like me also, but
well, we all want people to like us. Like this whole idea.
Everyone. You don't.
I don't know that that's true. I'm saying here's the way I would phrase it differently. I like when someone likes me because I feel like it's a natural human thing. I know. So I'm saying, we're just like on different degrees. It's not like it doesn't matter to me if so, you know what I mean? Like I still like being liked, but I think that you're more outwardly projecting that like me, you know? And I'm like, do you? Oh, you don't? Okay.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you don't? Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you name someone that doesn't like you?
That doesn't like me?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not something I usually think about.
I don't think about that much either. Unless it's like, oh, I know a guy that doesn't like you.
Really?
Yeah, but he doesn't like me also.
A comedian?
Yeah, but we're not going to say his name.
Okay.
And by the way, because even saying his name, that person right now, there's 30 people going, it's me he's talking about.
Oh, right.
It's me. And you're, I don't know, that's such a.
Okay, well, I can think of, I'm not going to say, I can think of someone who doesn't like me, but I'll say that I'm pretty comfortable with some people not liking me. But I think it takes you a while to get there. Like, in other words, there was a time where you go, you find out someone doesn't like you, and you're like, oh, my God, right? Mm-hmm. But the older you get, you realize that, like, not everyone's going to like you, right?
Yeah.
And then the thing is, not every comedy fan is going to like your comedy.
Yeah.
But what you get to the point where, you, where you're at now, where you go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to play to the ones that do.
You know,
so,
Stavros, Stabby Baby is his name on Instagram, but Stavros is his name.
Uh-huh.
I forget how to say his last name. It's one of those Greek names. He said one of the most fucking brilliant things to me.
Hmm.
He was like, you know, man, hardcore paraphrasing. If you want to hear it, you can hear it. He did it on my podcast. We Zoomed. He said, there was a point in my life where I realized I was trying to fuck people that didn't want to fuck me. And he goes,
like, literally,
like, I wanted to fuck the people that didn't want to fuck me.
Yes.
And he goes, and then one day I just had a pivot and I went, why don't I just focus on the people that want to fuck me?
Yeah.
And then, like, find that group and lean into that group. And he was I got more pussy without a tooth because just focusing on the people that wanted to fuck me, like, I'm giving them attention. And then those people that I knew weren't going to want to fuck me, I just was like, they don't count to me. Like,
yeah. But don't you think that, because that makes a lot of sense to me, both with like the, like, talking about sex,
mm-hmm.
but even like in all social groups, meaning there's a time when you're like growing up where all you want is to be accepted by these people who don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
And the only girls you want are the ones who don't want to give you attention. And the only people, like, the only places you want to go are the places where they go, we don't want you here.
I've only wanted to have sex with the people that didn't want to have sex with me.
Yeah. I don't know what that must be a very common theme for people.
It has to be. I wonder if Leanne, like, when I met Leanne, I was like, oh, there's no way she'd date a guy like me.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, yeah, she's fucking got her head on her shoulders. She's a screenwriter. She has a job. She's like, fucking, she's got shit going on. And I was like, I'm a fucking loser. I'm a comic. I'm a feature at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had money, but I'm pissing it away because I don't have any money anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a little bit of, like, I'm thirsty. I think at that time I was thirsty.
Yeah.
But I was skinnier and I was more attractive. Is that Christy Mack?
No.
And then when she did, I was like, oh yeah. Is that the Woody Allen quote? I don't want to be a member of any club that will have me.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Why wouldn't you want to have sex with the people that want to have sex with you?
I don't know. And it's fascinating. I wish we had like a psychoanalyst here to like break it down for us. But it is like a super fascinating thing that, because like even like in comedy, like forget sex for a second. Like in comedy, what happens when you start doing stand-up? You're like, I want this group of comics to accept me or embrace me.
Oh, don't get me. Do not get me started on
right?
that.
Right. And then
so crazy. That was a big theme for me.
I remember standing outside of like having a good set and then like shuffling over to comics that I like and just being like, what, you know, you're waiting for them to acknowledge you.
Waiting for someone to go, hey man, good set.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny. I say good set to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I see them have a good set. And then by the way, if they have a rough set, like whenever anyone special comes out,
yeah.
I always watch it, find the things I like, and I text them about the things I like and say,
yeah.
congratulations,
yep.
great special. Netflix isn't putting out a lot of bad specials right now. You know, everyone they've got coming out is a fucking banger. So, but no one does that to, like, you're right. Like, the amount of times I'd have a set and then I'd, like, stand next to a comic that I really respected and he'd be like, what's up? And you're like,
oh, yeah, and you're like,
and you're like, good set tonight. And they were like, oh, thanks. And it's so crazy. And by the way, we're really successful comics now.
Yeah. Now.
And to know that we felt that way when we were young.
Oh, yeah.
I
won't say the name.
Oh, just, please say the name and just edit it out.
All right. Will you edit it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so, why are you? I tell him to edit out. Should I be nervous that Nadav doesn't edit everything out? I've been saying names all fucking, I go, hey, Nadav, edit this out. And is he just like, yeah. Nadav, you have to edit out the shit I ask you to edit out, please. Okay.
So I just remember how comforting it was to hear this. So I talked to my agent one day, and I also am reluctant to express.
Are we editing the name out?
Yeah, we're going to.
Okay, good.
I'm also reluctant to express, like, I think a lot of people, certain insecurities. You don't even want to admit them, right?
Yeah.
It's an insecurity.
I'm the opposite.
Okay.
I want to tell everyone my insecurities so they know they're my insecurities so they don't step on them.
Okay.
And by the way, it's come back to backfire me a lot. Because then people find you, they don't like you, and then they find your insecurities, and they just tweak them.
I hope you know. I think you already know, but I hope you know how much I enjoy you.
I feel the same way about you.
You're such a goddamn alien. So, one day I was talking to my agent, and I think I'm like dancing around this insecurity about, you know what I mean? Like, because you're always like, what about this other person? And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I'm talking to him, I'm like, I think what I was talking about was how you feel these insecurities and at a certain level, because this business side of our business is all about the hierarchy, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you're a feature, and then you're a club comic, and then you're rock clubs and theater, and it's a whole thing. So I'm talking about like the top echelon, like how those guys are, and he's like, oh, they're the same. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, they have the same thoughts and worries and shit that all you guys do. And like, I remember just hearing that on the phone and having whatever level of anxiety I had that day and just being like, oh.
Yeah.
Like that was just comforting to hear.
Yeah,
it's like seeing a famous comic have like a offset, and you're like, oh
yeah,
like that's really nice. He like, I know he can kill, but I just saw him do like mediocre, and you go like, oh yeah, they're regular, they're just another guy.
That's so fucking, that makes me feel good,
right?
Yeah, that makes me feel good, where you go, oh, so they're just as bad as we are, they just don't tell you.
Yeah,
like I think a lot of people hold their insecurities so close to their vest.
Yeah.
And they just put on a brave face, and then you're like, that guy's a fucking steel trap.
Yeah.
And you're like, that guy's
exactly
flawless.
Exactly.
Except for someone like Joe Rogan, who I really don't think. I think he finds an insecurity, and then he confronts it. And
yes.
Gets in its face.
I do too. I think Joe is fascinating in this way.
By the way,
that he has the insecurity, but what he does is he'll look at his own insecurity and be like, you're being an insecure bitch.
Yeah.
And then fucking, and then he'll deal with it. And yeah, like address it. I mean, it's, yes.
He said, I very, very seldomly smoke pot lately. Mm-hmm. At all. But the last time I did, I had an anxiety attack. And I was like, that's not fun. I'm not enjoying that. And then I listened to Joe talk to Sanjay Gupta. And Sanjay Gupta said, Sanjay Gupta, by the way, I know people are divided on that podcast, whatever, for whatever reasons.
Yeah.
That was a really great interview, and it really made me like Sanjay Gupta a lot, because mm-hmm. he is exactly who he says he is. He's a scientist. He's a doctor. He's a nerd. Like, he's a big nerd. And yeah, he talked about, like, when he smoked pot, he kept a journal and wrote down like what he was feeling, and like he actually experimented with marijuana
uh-huh.
and wrote it down, and then journaled and was like, I was writing really brilliant shit. Sometimes when I get high, I do write brilliant shit, and then I had a panic attack. Not bad, but just like all of a sudden it was like the dread, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to Joe talk about Sanjay Gupta, and he was like, Joe's like, no, that's part of the process. I'm paraphrasing. That's part of the process. I welcome those, because then that's something I need to deal with, so I confront it. And I deal with that anxiety. And then when you're done, you're a better person, because you've dealt with that anxiousness. Whatever made you paranoid, you dealt with it. And he goes, I actually embrace it. And I was like, what is wrong with his brain? Like, how the fuck doesn't he sprint away from a panic attack?
Yeah.
I wonder what Joe's insecurities are, and I wonder...
I think the way that he deals with stuff, I think a lot of it has to do with his martial arts upbringing and training. Of, like, you go and you attack your weakness. Like, you train on your weaknesses. You keep going with your strengths, and you can't run away from... a weakness in fighting. If you do, you're just going to get your fucking knocked out. And like the way that he approaches things in life, it feels like the way you would train for something. You know what I mean? Where you're like, hey, I'm not doing this. This is a weakness for me. I got to get better at it.
Yeah.
And like that's the way I've always seen the way he deals with stuff. It's a really interesting mindset.
He told me a long time ago, and I wish I had taken him up on it. I mean, he probably said it to you too around the same time. But he was like, let me get you into jiu-jitsu. Like, I think that would really help you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then I remember I went and sat with Eddie Bravo, and Eddie Bravo had a black eye. And I go, what happened to your eye? And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you have a black eye. And he was like, oh, do I? And I was like, huh? And he was like, I guess I must have hit it rolling. And I was like, you don't even know you have a black eye? Do you realize how, I mean, I would be like all over that. And I was like, you get black eyes? And he was like, yeah, you get black eyes. Like, yeah, it's contact sport. And I was like, can you lose teeth? And he was like, I mean, sure, I guess. I mean, it doesn't really happen, but you bump into someone, yeah. And I was like, I'm on television. Like, I can't just show up with a black eye. I mean, a black eye on television is like, you cannot watch that episode. You're like, wait, is he going to say what happened to his eye? Just all the, like, anyway, welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, how did we get from anal butt plugs to insecurities? Do you think we opened up a part of our feminine side and that we started sharing?
Yeah. I like it.
Did we get word from Christy Mack?
No. Maybe when we do our next episode, you know, we'll try again.
Yeah. Try again. And by the way, it feels bizarre. Because, you know, we were talking about this, right? She's not like a porn, she doesn't do porn anymore.
No.
She only did it for, that's crazy.
Very short period of time. I had no idea.
You can do porn for 4 months.
That was the other girl. Remember the one that came out like really against the whole industry? Like totally different than I'm saying.
Mia Khalifa?
That girl.
Mia Khalifa.
And she was like, I saw an interview with her where she was like, I was manipulated into like doing these, you know, like it was very like anti that industry. And she also said that she did it for like a few months.
Yeah. It's crazy that you could do porn for a few months.
Because they'll like clip it up. So it looks like you have like, you know, tons more content.
That would make me fucking crazy.
What, if you were a porn star?
I've seen clips of me a while ago. I don't look for anything anymore. A while ago, I remember I had said something on a podcast with you, and someone had just clipped it out, and it made it look like I was saying something horrible, I felt very powerless over it.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me crazy. So I was like, that's not what I said. Like, you're taking it completely out of context and using it for your own agenda. And it was a very long, I can tell you when it was, but it was a while ago, right? And it bothered me. It bothered me really bad. And then I was at that point, I was like, I can't look at stuff about me that isn't about, like, I just can't look at anything about me.
Yeah.
And to imagine that you film,
I know.
Say you do it for a month. Say you film 10 scenes to make Rent.
Imagine if you did it. No, honestly, like, imagine if you did it at 22.
No, by the way, that's another thing that is making me lose my mind. Because I definitely would have done something like that. Like, I definitely would have not thought things through.
Yeah, if they had been like, and you're like, every time they're like, here's another $1,000. You'd be like, $1,000?
$1,000 to fuck this chick? Yeah. I'll do it. And then that lives in perpetuity for the rest of your eternity. And you're like, hey, amen. That's not who I am. That's something I did.
Yeah.
And then, because I've heard Mia Khalifa is like really into sports.
Dude, the reason I first learned who she was because of FSU.
Florida State, me too.
And I saw this on Twitter. I was like, who's this chick?
Yeah.
She had like some crazy, like showing her tits shirt on and talking, but she was like talking details of the game. She was like, I don't know why they're not handing off to Dalvin Cook more. I was like, what?
What and it's funny, about? she's done interviews where she's gotten in fights with the radio shows because they're like, all they want to talk about are porn. And she's like, she's like, hey man, I don't do that anymore. And then in a weird way, they won't let her live out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, and part most of the time is just a person listening.
Yeah.
You often side with the radio show going like, why won't you talk about it?
Well, part of me, I heard a bit about that. Part of me just goes like, oh, you just kind of want to go, you know what would like probably make like her feel better? Like if they insist on interviewing her, like, hey, you know, here's a porn star, and be like, Yeah, I remember 2011. Anyway, like just kind of acknowledge it and then be like.
Because she is way more than just that period of her life.
Sure.
But the fact that people won't let her outlive it would make me absolutely fucking crazy. Like, I don't like this. I don't even want to tell people what I don't like because it bothers me. I don't want them to know what I don't like, you know? So I can imagine if I have things I don't want to talk about,
yeah.
I can imagine, and I don't even want to bring them up.
Yeah.
I can imagine that it's that thing that they bring up every fucking time.
Yeah.
And you can't get away from it.
Yeah, we all have things that, you know.
It makes this fun, or like doing like Joe's podcast fun. Like doing podcasts of people you know where they know you so well.
Yes.
That you don't have to, it's not a first time interview.
Yeah. That's why a first time man, we've you know, at this point we've each done like thousands of hours of podcasting.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like a couple of minutes into one and you're like, this is not someone to podcast with. God, I wish they were dead. I wish they would die right here in front of me. I'll give you a list.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. Like I wish in certain podcasts I could be like, hold on one second. Hey, could you get this fucking idiot out of here?
Oh.
And like
I
like could you remove him by his neck?
I can't. I'm not a good, you know what I'm not good at? I'm not good at imagination podcasts. You know, where it's like everyone's in character.
Oh my God.
And I have to be in character too.
I know.
I'm so bad at that.
I did one where like they were like, the guy would go, the worst is that he would go in and out of,
yeah,
you know, imagination and reality. And I would stay in reality. And then he'd be like, not right now. I'm like, wait, what are we doing? Like, and then somebody was like, do you not want to? I was like, okay, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. I've had one. There's one in particular that I'm sure people can find. Where I asked the person, do you have alcohol? And they're like, it's like 10 in the morning. And I was like, I know, I have to be here for another hour and I can't do this. I didn't say that to them directly. And they're like, we can get you like a beer. I go, what do you have? And I just drank whatever fucking cooking sherry, whatever they had, because I didn't want to be there. I literally was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I know how to be Bert, but I don't know. Am I supposed to be a pirate right now? And they're like, because everyone's in character and they're taking phone calls. And I'm like, wait, is this real? Like, I didn't know what was real and what wasn't real. And they're like, yeah. Hey, Brenda's on the phone. She's got cancer. Hey, Bert, what questions do you have? And I'm like, I'm so sorry to hear you have cancer. And then she's like, ahooga. And you're like, do you have cancer? Are you dying, Brenda? Can someone get me another glass of cooking sherry?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, dude. I'm getting nervous doing, like, I'm getting uncomfortable doing it.
It reminds me of radio.
I had a guy on my podcast.
Or did I just do radio?
Wait, tell me a good radio story. I love good radio stories. I'll tell you a good radio story while you think. Sacramento, okay?
Okay.
I go in to do this radio show, and the guy that takes me...
The worst radio, one of the worst radios I've ever done. Okay.
The guy that takes me, brings me in, sits me in the waiting room, goes and talks to the radio show, and he goes, they don't want you. I went, what? And he goes, they don't want you, man. I guess we're just going to go home. And I was like, okay. He was like, I'm trying to convince them. So just hang out. This is the guy that owns the club. Hang out. I'm going to go talk to him again. And I was like, I don't think I want to do it. And he was like, no, we need to do it. You're not moving any tickets. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, and I go, tell him I'm really good on radio. And he's like, I'm telling them. And they just think, they saw a picture of you, and they don't think you're funny. And I was like, okay. So he comes back and he's like, okay, they're going to give you a shot, but you got to kill it, man. And I was like, okay, I'll do my best. So I go in and it's two old dudes and they're like, they're not even making eye contact with me. They're like, all right, traffic. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. In studio performing at is a comedian. He's here for the morning. Brent Crystals. Okay, Brent, what's up? And I started this joke about falling in the tub, which is, it was a good joke. I put it on one of my specials. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And they're like, were you drunk? And I was like, what? And they're like, when you fell in the tub, you fell because you were drunk? And I was like, no. And then I'm trying to like not, I go, no, but I've definitely drank in a tub. And they're like, you drank in a tub? And I go, you never pre-party before you go out? And as I'm saying, you never pre-party before you go out where you have the cigarette up here and the beer up here? And he goes, oh my God, a cop's been shot. Cut his mic. A cop's been shot. Oh my God, they think he's dead. I'm just sitting there and I'm like not talking. And they're just, they go. So, on the five, a cop has been shot. He's been shot and he's, and then he's looking at me, what are you still doing here? And I was like, see guys. And my head would have been like, can you mention I'm at the club this weekend? Their tickets still available for the Thursday show?
Jesus Christ, dude.
I remember getting so angry at that guy.
Yeah.
Because he was so excited that a cop had been shot because it was news for him.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's a real person that got shot.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, you can actually find out, you could probably actually find out exactly who that radio show was.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
By the way, so I always hated doing radio.
Yeah, but that's so funny because I love it.
And they,
I still do radio.
I know you do. I know.
I'm doing radio. I've already sold all my shows in Tampa. I'm still doing radio in Tampa.
Yeah, well, you're awesome. But I mean, that's Cowhead. Yeah. But I mean, I always hated doing it, and they would always pick you up. Sometimes with like enthusiasm, they'd be like, "Guess what? You're doing like the four big shows this morning." And I was like, "I don't give a fuck." And they were like, "Okay."
We are so different.
And so
we are so different. I wish I had a Tom jersey I could put on and just get some of your powers sometimes. I don't give a fuck. Do you know what I was? For real? Really? Who are they? And then I'd be on my phone.
So I would show up and they'd be like, you know, this is like John, he's the producer of like the biggest show here. And John would be like, you know, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, I don't care, man. And he was like, okay. So one time, I can tell you three real quick ones. One time in the Kansas City one, I just remember that I get there and they're like, this is the biggest show in Kansas City. And the fucking host was fighting with his, you know how those, they get in these real weird familiar relationships. He was like, and in the hallway, he's like, no, fuck you. And they were like, that's the host. And I was like, I kind of like him. And so they're like, yeah, we're going to get you in there. It's just, you know, they're having like, they're really like not getting along right now. And I was like, okay. And I just waited and waited. And we're sitting there like 45 minutes. And then he's come out and they're like, they're not going to have you on. And I was like, I can go. And they're like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm not upset at all.
Yeah.
Like I never want to do this. And they were like, okay. So they like, we just waited in a radio station. I was just upset that I was tired. Like, you woke me up to sit in the lobby of this radio station. And now we can go?
Yeah.
Let's go. So we left. In Denver, the guy came to the show. One of the guys came to the show on a Thursday. And he pulls the lady aside at the Comedy Works. And it was like, you know, this is pre-selling tickets.
Yeah.
Just a fucking killer show. And requests to have us stop by in the morning. And she's like, that's awesome. Like he was at the show.
That's the best.
And I was like, okay. So she picks me up and we go. Oh, I gotta remember the other one. She picks me up and we go in the morning and I get there. He's like, dude, he goes, that was the fucking, you're hilarious. And I was like, oh, thank, like, you know, it's what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
As opposed to being there when they're like, who are you? So I walk in there and it's him and a co-host. And he's like, John, this guy. And John's like, all right. So they come back from the break and he's like, joining us now. He's like, man, I was at Comedy Works last night. This guy brought the fucking house down. He's so fucking funny. Tom Segura. And I was like, hey, guys. And then he's like, hey, so, and he like brings up a topic. Like, what do you think of that? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. And then
was he bringing up stuff from your act?
Well, he started, and then there was a sports segment. So he's like, oh, let's talk about sports. So I just start jumping in on sport, real sports talk.
Yeah.
And then the co-host looks at him and goes, like right in front of him, he's like, when is he going to do something funny? and so, blah, blah. And then on the air, he goes, no, I swear I was there last night. He's funny.
On the air.
On the air.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, he's like, I'm serious. And the other guy's like, I'm waiting for it. And I was just like, oh, I'm not going to do anything that you want me to do. Like, I was like,
where is that in your brain? I wish I had an ounce of that.
The other one was I did a radio show where they're like, give us your lead-ins. And I go, I don't have any. And they're like, you have to. And I was like, then I guess I won't be on the show. And so then the club was like, please don't do this. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I was like, I go, I'm willing to go in there, but I will not give him anything to ask me.
Yeah.
And they're like, he needs something to ask you. I go, I don't, ask me what you want to ask me. And they're like, no, you tell us what he'll ask you. And I go, I don't have anything to say. And they go, okay. And they go get him. So they get the host during the commercial break and he comes out and he goes, hey, you're supposed to come in next. And I go, yeah. And they go, they said, you don't want me to ask you anything? I go, no, you can ask me anything you want.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to ask me, you can ask me. And he's like, did you have a kid recently? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, so I'll ask you that. I go, okay, it's up to you, man. And he's like, okay. And then he did his own pre-interview.
Yeah.
And then his staff was around, like, they were so scared of him. They were like, oh, they're like, he never comes out and does this.
By the way, I think I know who this is.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
And then I go.
Because he does, I know this. I'm almost certain I know who this is.
Yeah.
Because he is, he does great interviews.
Well.
He does the pre-interview.
We ended up having a great time
fucking
on the air.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. On the air.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've been doing his show for fucking years, and I love doing it.
It was great
because he knows once he knows who you are.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I don't know that staff guy per se, but sometimes those staff guys get in the way of their host doing a great job.
It's true.
I had a place in, I wish I could remember the exact. I want to say St. Louis, but no, it wasn't St. Louis.
Okay.
And the producer came out and was like, "Hey, man, I thought they were playing a game on air. I think we were listening." And they were playing a game, and he's like, I'm going to need 5, you know, talking points. And I thought they were talking about animals, so I just wrote down 5 animals. Like, I thought that was part of the game we were playing. And so I went in, and they gave the sheet to the guy, and the guy's like, all right, Bert, so you love horses. I do love horses. And no, it was dogs. It was all animals, dogs, tigers, cats, and horses.
You're like, this is a game.
And I thought it was part of the game. I thought I was going to play the game. And when he came in, he goes, and whatever he says, he's like, you got a dog? And I was like, I do have a dog. And so I started doing that. And he's like, and then the next one was like, and a cat? And I was like, I have a cat too. And so I'm like, all right. And he's like, and you have a tiger? And I was like, uh-huh. He's like, you like horses? And I'm like, oh my God, he's reading the things I wrote down. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I love riding horses. I'm fascinated by tigers. And then I'm trying to think of a tiger bit. And I was like, you know that ligers are real things?
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, why didn't we write down Liger? Liger's interesting. God damn it. Yeah.
All right.
We should wrap this up. This has been a fun episode.
It was. And the interesting thing is that, like, it started with butt plugs, and it got almost better after butt plugs.
Yeah.
Which
Do you think our podcast has gotten better since you moved to Austin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're here.
Yeah, but I was... Why is it... Because I noticed it's gotten better. Like, I'm not that I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it more.
Do we miss each other?
I think so. I think that's what it is. I think we lived in the same city. We would see each other. And we, you know, I think because we're living in different cities, it's an event to get here.
Yeah.
Just wish I could.
Transport?
Get that Hooters private jet.
We got to check. We haven't looked at the email yet.
I bet Hooters hit me up. That would be the biggest thing to happen to Hooters. They could use the plop as positive PR.
You think so?
Yeah, they're getting slammed right now because of the outfits.
What was that? That documentary, what was it, where the guy was running a Hooters? And he put beans on a plate for the waitresses, and he's like, all right, it's pig trough time, piggies.
And, wait, I've seen this.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're
and
talking
he's
about.
Like, whoever eats it first, they can get off work. It was Undercover Boss. And then they're like, and then the best is that the guy who like runs Hooters has to be like, I can't believe you demean these women like this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call 2 Bears, 1 Cave.